with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report.
It's currently soil sample season, and many people are bringing soil samples to their local extension offices to test nutrient levels. Soil pH has important implications for the general health and vigor of your plants. pH is an indicator of the relative acidity of a soil. It is measured from 0 to 14, with 7 being neutral. Anything between 0 and 7 is acidic, and anything between 7 and 14 is alkaline. The primary effect soil pH has is on the availability of nutrients for desired plants. Additionally, plants prefer a range of soil pH and are more susceptible to abiotic problems if grown outside this range. Because most soil in Kansas will be slightly alkaline, this makes growing problem-free plants that need acidic soil difficult. Blueberries and potatoes are two examples of food crops that require a lot of soil management in order to maintain the necessary pH and grow in our soils. You have several management options in order to lower the soil pH to where you need it. The first option is the most common, and that is to incorporate elemental sulfur into the soil profile. This will likely need to be done year after year. The other option is to incorporate pine needles or peat moss into the soil profile to decay. The breakdown of this organic matter will also acidify the soil. However, the simplest solution will always be to select the right plant for your soil's current pH. If you have any questions about soil testing or soil pH and its effects on plants, email me at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.